The first World Cup event of the season in cross-country skiing is scheduled to start this Friday in northern Finland. Four Alaska Pacific University skiers will race: Keegan Randall, Holly Brooks, Sadie Bjornsson, and Rosie Brennan. This will be an eventful season for the team, building up to the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, in February. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Holly Brooks kneels on the floor of her living room and digs into a grocery bag.
I picked up a bunch of things that I really like to have on the road. One is cheap American peanut butter.
Brooks also has a Costco-sized bottle of Cholula to stuff into her World Cup bag, along with everything else she needs for the next 4 months. 4 years ago, Brooks was a World Cup newbie, but now she is familiar with the routine of living on the road in Europe for months at a time. She says she's ready to start racing.
This time of year, it's like this mixture of excitement and anxiousness and a little bit of stress and everything all rolled into one.
Brooks' teammate Keegan Randall feels the same way.
It just helps to kind of get there, start focusing on the things you need to do to kind of get ready for each race. It's just kind of like all of a sudden you get to go into autopilot once you get there. So there's always anxiousness. You always have those butterflies in your stomach, but once you get over there and kind of get in the routine, then I think it always gets better and better for me.
Randall is starting off this season as the world champion. If that isn't enough pressure, she's the clear favorite to win gold in the skate sprint in Sochi. But Randall has proven again and again that she thrives under intense pressure. And she says she feels like her whole career has been heading in one direction, up.
Well, we've definitely built the season around the best performance at the Olympics, and the World Cup is basically a bunch of dress rehearsals leading into the Olympics. So the World Cup is still, I mean, we train 6 months of the year to get ready for the race season. If it was only about the Olympics, that would be riding an awful lot on a couple races. So I'm excited about the World Cup, and I've definitely, you know, hoped to perform well all season, but with the best performance coming at the Olympics.
Randall is a veteran on the World Cup and is preparing for her fourth Olympics. On the other hand, her APU teammate, Sadie Bjornsson, is getting ready for her first full season on the World Cup, along with her first Christmas away from home. Last season, Bjornsson was plagued by injuries. She says she's looking forward to seeing what she can do this year.
I'm really excited to just see what can happen racing weekend after weekend, you know, having ups and downs, but knowing that you have a whole season ahead of you to, you know, have a better or worse result, you know, so that'll be nice.
APU head coach Eric Flora designed the training program that has quickly vaulted the APU women's team into the international spotlight. He says most of the difficult work of preparing for the season is over now, and he expects his skiers to do really well.
You know, there's still lots of training from here to the Olympics, but the bulk of the training is done. Now it's time to kind of like refine and hone race skills and kind of get into the racing groove.
Flora says 4 years ago, the U.S. women's cross-country team basically had no chance to bring home an Olympic medal from Vancouver. This February, though, in Sochi, the team could medal in at least three races. Holly Brooks is looking forward to the challenge.
Something really exciting is going to happen, and, you know, there are all kinds of possibilities of what that could be, and you know, we're going to have some stories when we come back to Anchorage at the end of March, and we look forward to making everyone here in Alaska proud.
The season's first World Cup gets underway Friday in Finland with a women's sprint race and runs through the weekend. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.